Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day of partaking of the beautiful life, the heavenly life that you predestined for us in Christ Jesus. Thank you. It's now our portion because we have been born again. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. And thank you, Lord, that now we're moved by the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I thank you that by the Holy Spirit we partake of a wisdom that is beautiful and it's agreeable and it brings about all the good, wonderful qualities and plan and purpose that you have for our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Galatians 5, verse 19 to 21. Now the practices of the sinful nature are clearly evident. They are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, total irresponsibility, lack of self-control, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions that promote heresies, envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior, and other things like these. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. And as I just shared in our prayer now, you know, we came to a point where we realized we weren't happy with ourselves. And why do we come to that point? Because we saw that we were like puppets of the devil. He had taken hold of our lives and the good we wanted to do, we couldn't do it because we made by God this a desire to be pleasing, a desire to make a difference and do good. But without surrendering to the Lord and receiving the Holy Spirit, we couldn't do it. And that's why we came to that point. So you've got this same passage you can look is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It says, such were some of us. You know, we were all those things. That was our nature, but it wasn't our nature. It was that which was coming from the evil one. Ephesians 2 verse 2 says, the Spirit works in the sons of disobedience. So we realized there was a power that had took hold of us, and that's why we came, surrendered, came to the Lord, and then the Lord removed that spirit, and then he gives us the Holy Spirit, and then there's a wisdom now that comes from God that is pure, that's agreeable, that keeps us in the love of God, in the plan of God, in our predestined destiny. So what we can see here, all this is the fruits of the flesh. And it comes from the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But praise God, we have turned to the living God. And now we've got a Lord Jesus Christ that comes and he's washed us. He's sanctified us in his name and by the Spirit. And now we partake of the life that is from above, the plan and purpose of God, because Jesus comes to give us life and life in abundance. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.